In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there. I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're in a message that we're continuing, that we began on yesterday, called Chosen to Benefit Others, in which the Apostle Paul opens his letter, his second epistle to Timothy, and he addresses the letter, Paul, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the will of God. And we mentioned on yesterday that every leader ought to be chosen according to the will of God and not on his own.
One of the things that you need to know, especially when there's a call on your life, is what does it mean? What does it represent? Paul says, it says, Paul, an apostle. What is an apostle? We know they're sent, but what are they sent with? Sent with the word of God. All right, let's look at what the concordance has to say about it. First of all, they can't be sent until they've been set. They're first of all set apart before they're sent anywhere. If you have not been set apart by the will of God, don't expect to go anywhere for God. And you are set apart by the life that you live, by the things that you do that are representative of God. So they were set apart, sent ones. It also says that they are a delegate. This apostle is specifically an ambassador of the gospel, officially and a commissioner of Jesus Christ. These are all the things that Paul recognized that he was. He was a messenger with miraculous powers. Any apostle that is set apart and sent out to represent and be an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ is also expected to have miraculous powers. How was this done? As Pastor Clinton said, through or by the will of God. Through the will of God, by the purpose of God. God has a purpose for setting Paul aside. God has a purpose for setting you aside. God has a purpose of setting everyone aside that has his anointing, that's carrying forth the things that he has told them to do. And they never think about doing it their way. A true apostle, a true prophet, a true person of God that's set apart never wants to promote their own agenda. They want to do what God has called them to do. What was the purpose of all of this? Why was Paul made an apostle? Why was he sent? Why was he a messenger? Why did he go as a commissioner of Jesus Christ? Why? To transmit the word of God to all of us? Very good. Why? Because what did that word represent? Life. Remember, God doesn't do anything without a purpose. The purpose was that now life was being made available to all people, not just the covenant people back there. It was made to all people, and he set this man apart to go and share this life with these Gentiles, with these people, okay? Because God promised life, doesn't it say there? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, listen to me, according to the what? Promise of life. Where was the promise of life? In Christ Jesus. God just doesn't do things to be doing them. There's a purpose for it. There's a reason. So this life that was in Christ Jesus, Paul was sent out with miraculous powers to introduce. Because he could have just gone with the Bible. He could have just gone with the Old Testament. He could have just gone with the Word of God. No. This life now that was in Christ Jesus was the reason that he was set apart, that he was specifically an ambassador of the gospel, okay? It was given to us. It's a gift in his son. Paul knew who he was. Paul knew how he got to be who he was. Paul knew what he had to say and do. Why? Because of all of the above. He was set apart. He was sent. He was a delegate. He was an ambassador of Christ. He was a commissioner of Christ. He was a messenger with miraculous powers. When you know that you have a call, when you are called, then you need to know why you were called. You need to know what's going to take place as a result of it. All of these things made him an apostle, and so therefore he went forth with this to bring life. So therefore, it didn't make any difference whether he was shipwrecked, whether he was beaten, whether he was bitten by a snake, whether he was hungry. It did not make any difference. When you know the call of God is on your life to take life to other people, you do just what we were singing with that song. You forget about yourself. You concentrate on him and you go forth and do it. When you know there's a call on your life, you don't concern yourself with what's going on in your life, because all of it, the title of this message for tonight is a chosen to benefit others. Paul was not called for Paul's sake. I said, Paul was not called for Paul's sake. Paul was called to be of benefit to nations, to many people, and here he is trying to encourage this young man because he knew of the kinds of things that was going to take place there in the church at Ephesus. So this wasn't an accident. It wasn't his choice. Paul didn't choose to be called.
Paul said that he was called by the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that? Acts 13, verse 2, they were at the church in Antioch. And it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, notice, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, who became Paul, mm-hmm. for the work whereto I have called them. And the Holy Ghost is, of course, speaking for the Father and for Jesus. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away, but it wasn't the church at Antioch sending them away. It was the Holy Ghost. You see that? You have to connect scriptures like that so they just don't stand by themselves. He was saying what he knew to be true.
Mary Frances Varallo has a tremendous gift and anointing, but anybody that's envious of her is a nut. Are you willing to pay the kind of price that she has to pay to have the anointing flowing the way it flows? Most people, I don't know that I want it. I have the gifts that God has given me, and that is responsibility. I mean, I'd much rather come to New York and be able to be with my friends in the daytime and play and have a good time and all. She has to stay locked up in her room. She has to travel incognito under another name. She can't even check in the hotel under her name because of the fact that people would be calling her for a word all day long. She has to stay on her face before God all day long in order to be able to come out at night to give something to the people. She can't do the normal kinds of things that people do. But she recognizes that she can't do it any other way. She lives in a very comfortable home. She has very, very comfortable circumstances at home. But she has to do this 2 and 3 times every month. Every month on the weekends. Go off to somebody else's place that may treat her nice and may not treat her nice, but she has to go because she has no choice in the matter. She has been set apart for something like this.
It has to be the will of God.
It has to
be. I'll tell you why. You've seen this. You've seen Mary Frances, you know, a normal lady, not big and strong or anything like that, just a normal woman. How would you like to be over in Estonia? And the Lord gives you the word. The Russian mafia is coming here, and they're going to do thus and so. And she gives out the word. And then she comes back to the meeting, and there are guards all over the place because the Russian mafia has heard about this woman talking about what they're doing and wondered how she got this information, and they're in the church. How would you like that?
How would you like to be sitting on your seat waiting to share the word of God and have somebody come up and say to you, Mary Frances? Yes. And ball up their fist, a man, and punch you between your eyes. This is the kind of thing that she has to contend with. But she still has to go. Because when you are chosen of God, sweetheart, when you are set apart, when you accept that gift that God has given you, you take all the stuff that goes along with it and keep on going. What he had to say or do was because of all of the above. This was not an accident or his choice. It was the will of God. Everybody say the will of God.
The will of God.
In other words, God had a purpose for selecting Paul. God has a purpose for selecting you. Your selection, your calling may be different, but you are not here by accident. You're not here by choice. You are here because of the call of God. Paul considered this calling an honor because it was the will of God. He understood his responsibility to that call, and he considered it a privilege to do it. He wanted Paul, like he wants you and me, to be a voice to tell the good news of this new life in Christ Jesus.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.